Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Soon. What is up? What is up? What is up? You all, you all, you all. This is your man, your brother, your cousin, James Ace Glover III, and I am here with my big sis,
Dr. Tony Hurd. You is all, in the building. Yes.
You all, you all, you all. Look, we come in here to make a big announcement.
Wait. They don't even know they in for a treat. Okay, go ahead.
Look, y'all don't even know, like, me and my big sis have finally came together, and we are dropping a brand new podcast entitled Dating While
Anointed.
Y'all don't even understand what y'all about to get. Sis, break it down to them what they can expect from this episode.
So listen, as a Christian, we often hear about courtship and listen, we about to just be 100% real because there is a worldly view of what dating while anointing looks like. And then there's like the real deal. So we're going to do a lot of comparing and contrasting. We're going to answer your questions about what we should and what we shouldn't do based upon scripture, and we're going to just keep it real.
This conversation actually happened because of a conversation that we had in the inbox preparing for a brand new, for another show that Dr. Tony Hurd was going to be on with me. And from there, all I got to say is this. We already have those real, authentic conversations over the phone. So now we just bringing it to the screen for you all. So coming soon, starting the first of the year.
Yep.
You all can expect a brand new show on the James H. Glover Studios Network every Thursday night. So be on the lookout for the time of when you can expect it to drop. But just make sure that you got your popcorn ready. Because I promise you, you're not going to want to miss a single episode of this, all right?
And don't be coming in here bougie, because we coming with the raw.
Real, raw, and unadulterated realness. We coming raw and real. Like, so, look, we're going to be talking about anything and everything and keeping it real at the same time. But we
Just so y'all know, first episode, sneak peek, we're going to be talking about what is dating while anointing? What is that? And then what does it look like, right?
My God.
I know. Look, I got so many ideas about questions people are going to have, and we're going to blow their minds.
Just get ready, y'all. Get ready, because this is about to be crazy. So get ready, get excited, because the tag team of Dr. Tony Hurd and Reverend James S. Glover III, we here. Love y'all. Peace. See y'all soon. We'll be right back.
feature presentation.
What is up? What is up? What is up, everyone? It is another day, another time, and another week for Kingdom Boss Wednesday. You all. We appreciate you all for rocking with us. We had to play those announcements first and then get into this intro. But tonight, you all, tonight, I got my new homie, Miss Jess Campbell, up in the building. Yes, I know y'all saw her last week, but guess what? Y'all seeing her again this week.
I know that's right.
Yes, I know she's on the screen already before I do the intro, but guess what? Because of technology not wanting to be great, let us be great tonight. We did a test one beforehand, and we realized that when I put her down at the bottom, or when I go to the bottom, when I come back up, she can't hear. So guess what, y'all? We got her up here, and she's staying up here the whole time tonight, y'all. So, Miss Campbell, before we let you talk, I got to read this magnificent bio about you. Miss Jessica Raquel is a multifaceted entrepreneur, makeup artist, and licensed insurance producer who bridges beauty and financial empowerment through her social platforms, intimate connections with leadership in her community, and her newly established brand, She's Becoming. With her over a decade, y'all, of experience helping women feel comfortable both in their look and in their life, Jessica blends faith, resilience, and real-world wisdom to inspire others, build wealth with purpose and power. So you all, I have the powerful, the anointed, the kingdom boss, Miss Jessica Campbell up in the building. And you all, let me tell y'all how much of a boss she is. I had somebody else scheduled to be on the show tonight. I get a text at about 8:30 telling me they sick and they can't come on. I get in contact with our mutual friend. I happen to already be in communication with our mutual friend. At about 9 o'clock while I was on break, I called our mutual friend and I'm like, yo, I need a favor. And she's like, yeah, what's up? Hit up Jess and see if she's available to come on tonight. Y'all, most people are gonna be like, I ain't prepared. But the kingdom boss herself, Miss Jess Campbell, she like, what time? In other words, stay ready. I ain't got to get ready. What time?
That's all I'm saying. Give me a time and let me in.
Dude, and I appreciate that so much. Like,
no problem.
There are some people.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That I will always appreciate, and you are one of them, because I get so much respect for those that you call on at the last minute and they like, I'm ready, let's go, because something has happened and they like, let's run it, I'm ready. There's not many people you can do that with, so I appreciate that
for sure.
So I say, let's get into this conversation. First off, for those that may have been living under a rock for years and don't know who Miss Jess Campbell is, introduce yourself to them.
Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for that gracious introduction, James. But at the end of the day, I'm just a girl, okay? I work every day. I do business every day. But ultimately, I get up ready to build the kingdom. That is always what's in mind first with me. So when you think of me, I want you to think of somebody who labors just like you on a daily basis. But I work hard to be 1% better each and every day. That is literally Jess Campbell.
I like that. I like that. I like what you said right there. Because I'm the same way. Like every day, I'm bettering myself. I'm trying to be better than what I was yesterday.
For sure. My, you know, every year people build a New Year's resolution. And we're coming up on what everybody considers New Year. I heavily agree with it at this stage in life. Because I'm just like, what's new in the dead of winter, y'all? But I get it. You know, world systems, this is the calendar. So everybody ramps themselves up for January 1. And we create all of these nuances and new year, new me. I'm building bigger, better goals. And I decided maybe a year or so ago when I realized like that does not actually make sense. Goals are not necessarily a recurring system. They're a progressive system. And so if I focus on being 1% better every day, that means that while someone else is trying to reach 100%, I'm going to hit 365%. I'm going to multiply the growth and development of myself doing that.
Man, that's so powerful right there. You said every day, if you do that
every day,
you're going to be 365 while somebody's trying to get to 100. Man, that's powerful. My God, that's powerful. Y'all see why I call her the Kingdom Boss? Like, legit. You like, man, that is so good. Because most people would miss that.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into these questions. So my first question to you is, on your website and socials, you describe yourself as a beauty girl who does insurance. How did you land on that unique combination of makeup and finances?
It's really more so about the journey. So I've done makeup professionally coming up on 8 years in January, okay? But over time, when I looked at my history, I've had the privilege of managing a financial firm. I've had the privilege of being a tax preparer. I've had the privilege of working with what we call small businesses to help prepare their finances for said tax seasons. So I realized that while I didn't recognize it in the moment, God has always positioned me to have space in the financial industry. Where I am now with my journey being that personal and spiritual development is so massive to me, I recognize all of the doors I was shutting on myself by not taking financial services seriously. Not from the perspective of having a job or having a business, but from the perspective of building a better and better stewarded lifestyle. So if I'm going to do it for me, and I know the type of clients that I attract, I want to be able to do it for them too.
I like that.
I like that. I cannot hear you. Something kicked you off. Okay.
You all, that is so powerful right there. When she said that, I loved what she said right there, what she said that every day. I'm still on that every day. She is trying to be better. And if she reaches that 1% every day, she's going to be 365 while somebody's trying to get 100. Somebody put, I'm just trying to get 365. Somebody put that in the comments because that right there was powerful to me. Put that in the comments. I'm trying to get to 365. She'll be back shortly, y'all. She will be back shortly. And I'm excited about this conversation tonight, y'all. I'm excited about what God is doing in this season. I'm excited about how God is moving in this season. I'm excited about how God is showing up in this season. I want y'all to tell me, what is one thing that you are expecting God to do in this season? What is one thing that you are expecting God to do in this season? Like, if you had one thing that you could put in your comments, if there's one thing that you could put in your comments, what is one thing that you are expecting God to do in this season? And you're not waiting until New Year's to get it. You're trying to get it right now. What is one thing that you are expecting God to do in this season, y'all? What's one thing that you want God to do? Because he can do it, y'all. He is able to do it. All right. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay. Yeah, that one statement that you made is just so powerful to me that, like, legit, I still can't get off of it, that I'm trying to get 365 while somebody's trying to get 100.
Yes.
That's powerful.
For sure. You know, the interesting thing is, because this is a podcast about business, right, as well as kingdom. So I want to say in that, that's also a principle that I apply to business as well. So if you are running a business as a solopreneur, like you have your podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just you. You can give it 100% every day. But until you bring in other people, you cannot multiply the maximum output that you can truly receive. Mm. So if you get three other individuals that can give 100% plus yourself, you now have a maximum output of 400% in systems and operations, not just 100%. Because everybody's percentage matter. So when you're looking at your life and you're looking at your business, a lot of principles do merge together. It does not have to be individual only. If you work that way in your business and you work that way in your life, the average individual is...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Only thinking about how can I max out 100%. Well, you're not going to max out 100% every day. So if we're not going to eat the whole elephant, how do we break it down in a way that really works? Every day, 1%, one thing that you can better every single day. You get 365 fiscal calendar days a year. That means you'll max out at 365% while someone else is still trying to reach 100% by eating the whole elephant. In your business, if you add people, you'll max out that number times 100%. So your business has no way to declaratively fail or flatline because you're not at 100% capacity. You're at 200, 300, 400, 500% capacity. So long as you can get those individuals to give the maximum output that they have.
Man, I tell you, I told somebody just today, I said, in the previous seasons that I've been in, I look at it on as like podcast. I look at podcasting as like movies and music.
For sure.
If I was to define what I've been in these last few seasons, I ain't gonna lie to you. I have been on my P. Diddy type status. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. Let me explain what I mean by that. Let me explain what I mean by that. Yes.
Okay.
Like where he in all the videos, where he's in everything, yeah, where he's running everything. And like you see in his face 24/7.
Yeah.
In this season that I'm in, yes, you're going to see my face a little bit. You still going to see my face on Real Talk Monday. You still going to see my face on Kingdom Boss Mindset. You will probably still see my face on Breaking Up with Toxicity. You'll see my face on Black Saved Entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. But now I'm looking to produce more. I'm looking to be on my Tyler Perry type status where I can be behind the scenes and I can work behind the scenes. Like, I have some stuff that's coming out at the beginning of the year where the stuff that's coming out starting January, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Y'all not going to be seeing my face on there as much because I'm trying to back away from y'all seeing my face, and I'm trying to let the name speak for itself, not the face.
Well, it sounds like you want to convert your energy. So if we're talking about 100% capacity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you want to split that capacity, but you have to have someone to pick up the other. So now you're asking someone to give 60 where you're only giving 40 so that you can produce. If you've built a personal brand, which is what it sounds like you're saying, you've seen my face enough to, you know James, expect James, but now James is ready to get into the more creative aspect. You have to stabilize the community first. So even though you're ready to go to the background, if you don't stabilize the community, you're going to face what many companies do. So when you go to work and a company buys your company, if you've ever been a part of a merger, this company comes in and everybody's used to one thing, but now there's something else. So you have almost kind of like a mass exodus. You have a group of people that leave. You have a group of people that run to try to get promoted. And you have a group of people that just don't know what to do. They stay where they are. It's kind of in the space of fear a little bit, fear and confusion. So we're going to stay where we're at, right? The same thing happens with your audience. So every change you make shifts your audience in a different direction. Yes, they're following you. Yes, they're flowing with you, but they're also trying to figure it out. So if you're ready to get into the background, into your production bag, you have to make sure that you convert your energy wisely and stabilize the community so that the community remains productive. That way you don't feel like you have to run back to the rescue because everybody is not going to be you. Mm-hmm. You've built a front-facing brand, not a faceless brand. So because it's a front-facing brand, you have to stabilize it, or you're going to undergo changes and challenges that may cause you to feel like you need to save it or rebuild it, when in actuality, you just need to take time to pivot it properly. That's just my word of wisdom.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. And I think that's why I said also, like, you're still going to see my face, but it's like I'm going to be a little bit more, a little bit more in the background too. Like I'm gonna work more in the background. Like you're still gonna see my face because I understand that my audience is used to that. I understand that my audience is used to that, but I'm also trying to get them to the point to where they understand, like, okay, bet that's not all that I do. Well, let me slide over here and do my production too. Let me slide over here to the production bag too.
For sure. And you can produce. So you want to build exclusivity around yourself, okay? Mm. You can tell people all day long that I'm producing shows, I'm doing movies, I'm getting into music, I'm doing all of these things. But because you've trained the audience to lean and depend on your face, your voice, your presence, you have to learn how to create a level of exclusivity. I've built this brand long enough for it to float. And the only way it's going to float, let's go back to that 1% better every day. The only way it's going to float is if I have people who are completely bought in to help paddle the boat so that I can create exclusivity surrounding myself and place myself in the community in a way that when I show up, yes, there's going to be an elevated standard. When I show up, yes, people are going to be ecstatic about seeing me, hearing from me. Now I can do behind the scenes exclusive content. Now I can build a community that's ready to buy in to the things that I have going on because I took time to create exclusivity, not just isolation. Some people with personal brands, they think they're developing exclusivity, but they actually isolate because they just jump off the camera. They don't stabilize the community. They don't push new presence. And then all of a sudden there's a breakdown. So they isolate, everybody scatters, including the audience, and it creates a sense of chaos in the individual who has done this groundwork for maybe 8, 9, 10 years. So building exclusivity comes with stabilizing the community so that you can back off gracefully while still being in touch with the things that are happening.
I love that. I love that. Look, y'all, look. Even I'm getting like some nuggets from her, which I love. This is why I love having these conversations with Jessica. Okay. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because like I said, like, she is one that's going to help you build your business and build your brand. So I'm going to ask you another question, then we're going to have a little fun.
Okay.
So the next question I got for you is, you built a brand around beauty empowerment. Well, what does being Jessica Raquel beyond just the name or a brand stand for in terms of values, vision, ambition?
Okay, let me make sure I understand the question. So you're asking me, what does the Jessica Raquel brand stand for in terms of values, vision, and what was the other thing?
And mission.
Okay, so let's start with the mission. The mission is always first and foremost going to be for me to build the kingdom. I am not so connected to money, status, followers, or any of those things that I won't disconnect from it if it means that the mission is going to be compromised. I'll tell anybody, Earth is the assignment. The assignment will always be people. And you don't need every platform to do that. The platforms are too. So if the Lord comes to me and tells me, hey, we're not doing that in this season, I holler at y'all because the mission is for me to have access to souls and do my due diligence. The vision is for me to build a community and a space whereby women know that no matter what their background has been, that they can come out. Okay. There are a lot of us, especially in my age group, that I think we kind of came from the generation of raising yourself to a degree or being raised by grandparents more overly. And the things that you were taught as a young woman or even as a young man did not necessarily prepare you for 2025. So you were taught to get stabilized on a job, stay there, don't leave there, get you a pension, do all of these things. And then we arrive in 2025 where you lived your best life. You jacked your credit up. You don't know anything about how to truly build any type of financial stability for yourself outside of being on a job. Everything becomes a blur at a certain point in time. And I always want to build businesses, systems, brands that allow people to see no matter how chaotic it was, you will always be able to come out of it by building your skills. So when it comes down to financial services, doing makeup has been a great talent and a great skill, but financial services has been the thing that has taught me to make the ask relentlessly. Learning sales. Financial services has been a thing that has taught me systems are a necessity. CRMs, KPIs, OKRs. Being in financial services has taught me that there are more ways to getting money than just one. Not only sales, but investment systems. How is your life insurance working for you? Your life insurance should be for while you're living your life, not only when your life ends. When your life ends, people should not have to struggle to do what need be done concerning you. People can't even grieve you because you didn't make a way for them to not have to. And we can't be so selfish about not forgiving and letting things go in life that we feel like it's okay to do that to people. Let them worry about it. Whatever, I'm now not here, but life is still going on for other individuals. So making sure that you have something that's going to keep your life afloat and prepare you for the end of it is essential. And that particular tool should work for your living lifestyle as well. Growing money, having access to money with those policies, having access to critical care. We know the type of nation that we live in. We live in a nation that wants you to have lab-grown meat. So you know for certain that they don't care a whole lot about your health. We live in a nation that does not regulate many foods. You can't go to some countries and eat the things that we eat here. There are not a lot of regulations and sanctions on certain things. So making sure that you have policies that will empower your life, empower your health journey even, is essential. I say all of that to say the vision is to make sure that we can live holistically without feeling deterred from where we came from. It's very important to me that we do that as women and men. And I think I missed one other thing. Mission, vision, and what else?
Mission, vision, and I think you hit them.
Okay, so let me add this one other thing. So some of you are probably wondering, like, where did Jessica Raquel come from? Why was it born that way? It didn't start that way. I branded myself Jessica Raquel. I tried to become Deep Look Cosmetics and Makeup Artistry. And everybody kept asking me, what's a deep look? And I was like, y'all, this is for dark-skinned girls now. This is not hard. But I realized that was not easily rested upon the people. Most people knew me. They knew Jessica, okay? They knew Jess. They knew Jess Campbell. And so when I looked at it, I said, my name, I take that back. Someone, a trusted prophet, prophesied over me. And he said, your name is going to be a household name. Mm. And so I looked at that and I said, Jessica Williams, my maiden name, or Jessica Campbell, or Jessica Raquel. My first name means wealth. And so I was able to stand in that it has taken me years to be able to do. But when I realized that the meaning of my first name is wealth, I recognized that the enemy was playing such a dangerous and clever game with me to have me come into the earth and for wealth to be stripped away from me and for me to not even know what it was. At one point in life, I didn't think it was even for me. Money must not be for me because it was not in circulation around me, not in a way that I had access to it. So when the Lord revealed to me that your name means wealth, and then I ended up in the financial services industry, yes, while I'm super pretty and while I'm super talented and skilled, I work with business women who earn well. So then why should I not? The Lord is giving me access to people who can help grow me to a certain place. He's giving me the examples every time they sit in my chair to help me realize that wealth is for me too. And so it would be remiss of me to not take seriously my open access to the financial services industry and make sure I empower women who are just like me trying to figure out, is this even something that I can attain? So in a nutshell, that's how it all kind of came together. I know that was a long way around it. I hope you all were able to
keep track. You are perfectly fine.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to play some games and have a little fun?
Let's do it.
All right. So the first game we're playing tonight is scenarios.
Okay.
You got to choose beauty or business and explain why.
Okay. All right. It's going to be hard.
Would you rather do a last minute bridal glam for a client or close a big insurance deal?
I knew this was going to be hard. I'm going to say a last minute bridal glam. Okay.
And you got to explain why.
I'm going to. With insurance, while it's a wonderful product, I'm not the agency owner. So I don't get the bulk of what comes out of that transaction. I only get a small bit. I get a fractional share, if you will. With the bridal client, I get to be all in on that process. I get to help control the narrative and make sure that the outcome is best fitting for me and for the bride. There's not somebody waging in the middle to determine what I receive and how it's then therefore suitable for me to go about success. So I'll take the bridal client.
Okay, okay. Would you rather teach a makeup class or host a financial literacy workshop?
So I'm going to tell you. I've taught makeup classes before, sold out. Sold out. And I loved it. I don't know that I would necessarily want to teach a financial literacy workshop. I would want to do something that converges the two. Yeah. I wouldn't, and I know it's an either or, but I'm just being transparent. I would not want to separate the two because years ago I did a study that proved that the better you look, the more money you earn.
Come on.
So I want to give you the keys to pretty privilege and the money at the same time. So
as a good prophet, Deion Sanders said, when you look good, they pay good. And when they pay good, you play good.
It's serious, and it's just as serious. People are paid tens of percentages more than the average individual simply because they look better. It has nothing to do with skill, knowledge. You can be the smartest person in the room, y'all. You can have the credentials. It's not always going to... Exactly. You will be in competition with somebody who looks more confident, sounds more confident, has the style, has the makeup, has the hair, and they will flat out give them an opportunity and pay them more than you over image. So I'll put the two together because I want you to win.
All right. We got two more for you. Would you rather launch a new makeup line or new insurance podcast? Or new insurance product, sorry.
You know, you caught me with that one. Launch a new insurance product or launch a makeup line. If I could launch the right type of insurance product, I would. And the reason being is because that insurance product, insurance is governmental. Okay? It exists in every facet of the landscape. Not just your home and auto and renter's insurance. Commercial insurance, blanket insurances, the government, the schools, churches, states have to have insurance. So if I could launch a product, I have signed my retirement and I have officially solidified generational wealth. I'm going with insurance product.
I love that. All right, and last one. This one's going to get you. Would you rather go viral for makeup or for a makeup look or a money flip or a money tip? So would you rather go viral for a makeup look or a money tip?
I'd rather go viral for a money tip. Because if I go viral the right way, I can start a service that gives me complete access to all of that, all of those potential customers. I know that going viral, I've gone viral for makeup before, it does not automatically equal dollars. It does not automatically equal brand deals. It does not automatically equal PR, okay? It is expensive to do, and it does not automatically equal a return. When it comes to a money tip, the chances of me being able to get customers off of that is higher because people genuinely want to make more money. We're in an economy where it's a necessity to make more money. So my ability to grow is higher than with the makeup video. I'm taking the money tip.
Y'all heard those high flexes that she did. Did y'all hear those high flexes? I ain't going to call them light. I'm going to call them high. Because number one, she says she done sold out doing a makeup tutorial.
From here to other nations.
And then she's going to hit you with the, I've went viral for makeup before.
I have.
So y'all see we ain't dealing with a regular degular, right?
We're not. I've coached makeup artists in Belgium and beyond. So I do this. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. So if I can build it and converge it with something else, or build it and have it be solid, because your seasons with a thing changes. So if I can build it up the way God is showing me and build that up the way God is showing me, child, catch me at Goldman Sachs. I'm trying to go up there and find out what they're doing.
Man. Woof. So like I said, y'all see she ain't no regular degular, right? She ain't new to this. She's true to this, like she said.
I'm just a girl, but it's real.
All right. So we're going to ask you a couple more questions. Then we're going to play one more game, and then we're going to close it out. But you got to come back, too. And we're going to give you more notice, we promise. All right, balance our visibility and visibility. How do you balance the creative demands of being a makeup artist with the business of insurance side of your life, especially when both call for different skills? So how do you balance that?
Easy. I don't put something where it's not supposed to go. So what I mean by that is if I'm going to work in an insurance agency and I'm learning that and I'm desiring that and I'm building that and that is taking my day from 8 to 5, then makeup goes to the weekend. And if you be important enough, or if you are a loyal enough customer, I will make room for you in between things, because my clients have been good to me. God knows they have. I have had makeup clients that have taken me out of this country, all expense paid. My clients have been good to me. And so I work to be good to them. But I also have to work and learn this thing. And because it's not my own thing yet, and I'm required to be somewhere at a certain amount of time out of a day, you give Peter what do Peter and give Paul what do Paul. While your desires in some of you out there are so ready to not work a job and do your business and be in your creative space. And I get that, but creativity has a price point to it. And so if you cannot meet that price point and sustain your lifestyle, I suggest you stay at work. Creativity is fun, but the backside of creativity requires you to have enough discipline to do money-making activities. And if you're not going to do the money-making activities and you just want to do the creativity, you have a lovely hobby, you should continue to do it as a hobby. But if you want it to be a business, take it from me. You have to step outside of the creativity. Creativity will have its time. You have to step outside of the creativity and build a system. You have to step outside of it and build the discipline to do the things that's going to bring you the people. When I established my website, I took time to learn how to do SEO and all of these different things that would bring people to me. I had more people finding me on Google than I did on social media. And I was okay with that because that meant they were local to me. But it took me to step outside of doing the makeup and learn how to do the money-making activities in order for that to work, which is why I was able to sit at home for 2 years and not work a job doing it. With that being said, I didn't get into insurance because I necessarily was like, oh, I want to go out there and save people money on their home and auto insurance. No. I got into insurance because somebody knew me and knew my skill set beyond makeup and said, I have an agent that has need of you. He's trying to build his business and he needs somebody like you to come in and help. And that man reached out and met with me. It wasn't an interview. There was a conversation, and the very next day I was in his office working. And today I manage his operations and service flows, daily operations and service flows for a $6 million book of business. So it's not just about selling policies for me. It's about me building skills that's going to allow me to step into this beauty business and truly build a functional empire, not just a service that I provide.
Like, I love what you said there. because yeah. I'm in that same boat where I'm working the 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Where I'm also doing my business of podcasting as well. But also, I'm adding being a preacher as well to those categories. So it's like I'm having to learn, okay. Then I'm having to balance family time in there as well. So it's like, okay, God, where do I put all
when it comes to balance? When it comes to balance, I'll tell anybody this, and this is something I discuss often with, people that I've had to help navigate certain ways of life. Your calendar becomes your lifeline, okay? Because balance does not necessarily exist. In the world that we live in, your job, you're at your job more than you're at home, okay? Mm-hmm. Or you're in your business more than you're at home, unless you've reached a certain financial status and you can just do it like that. So with that being said, that's Peter. We have to give Peter what due Peter. So everything else comes with Paul. So before you determine how you're going to balance family and friends, you have to carve out what you're going to give yourself, because yourself needs quiet. Yourself needs time to pray. Yourself needs time to study. Yourself needs these things, not wants these things. Man cannot live by bread alone. That's what the word says. So if you're not making room for the manna itself to eat the scroll, then you're completely out of alignment in every other area of your life. So if you're going to give Peter what due Peter, you have to also be willing to give God what due God. Everything else is for everybody else. So if that means you got me Saturday morning and then the friend got me Saturday night and I'm going to be at church on Sunday, Sunday evening, nobody gets anything, because I have to have something for myself. Because instead of me looking at my job and saying, I got to go to this place and work, I'm there from 8 to 5, not 9 to 5, 8 to 5. Or in your instance, you might work a job that takes you longer hours. Instead of looking at it and saying, oh, it's excruciating for me to be there, I'm getting paid to learn something that's going to help me build something more sustainably. Because anything that you go to work and do, 9 times out of 10, there's something you've learned that you can apply to the business. So in that case, I'm getting paid to learn a skill. Okay. They maximize the benefit of me. I'm maximizing the benefit of them, because this business is going to take me off the job. But when it takes me off the job, I don't need to have a job in the business. I don't need to work the business so much that I can't get free. I need to pay attention to how this ship is run.
Come on.
Who's captain? Who's at the helm? And how are they really running it from the top?
Y'all, the devil is mad tonight because he is dropping so much input. She is dropping so much power. The devil's mad tonight. Can y'all still hear me and see me? If you can hear me and see me, put yes in the comments.
Can you hear me and see me?
Yes, I can now.
Amen. He brought us back. He brought us back. So I'm going to say this and I'll land my plane. So when you think about balance, there's no such thing as balance. There's a such thing as measuring your time and determining who gets what, including God, not just yourself. Because God has to be a part of it. You can't say he gave me a business and then you don't steward the time for it. You can't say he blessed me with a job and you give all your time to it and none to him. You can't say I'm called to minister to people and you literally have no room set aside to be able to do that. There's a spontaneous nature to God, but in all things, he's a God of order. Even he had a system. We see it in several places in the scripture. So when we talk about balance and visibility, one, we have to shift our mindset about what visibility actually means. Okay? It means for you to be seen and or heard. So how can you do that without completely depleting yourself? because you don't have 100% of your time to give to this creative thing that you so much so love. So you have to learn again to use the systems, pre-plan, pre-record, pre-prepare, and then you go back and say, now that I've pre-done those things, I got the chance to be in that space, work out some kinks, build a system, actually create some content in my arena. Content is also your website. Content is also your Google My Business page. Content is also any articles, blogs, or related entities that you might create. All of those things are content, okay? So content is not just turning on your camera and recording. So whatever content it is that you need to create, you have to learn how to pre-prepare, because you only get so many hours and minutes in a day. And 7 of them need to be used to sleep, at least for your health's sake. That's something else that you're giving to yourself. So we can't neglect certain things and say we're going to be prosperous. Give Peter what do Peter. Give Paul what do Paul. Give God what is due God. And everything else is for everybody else. That's what you believe. And your calendar is going to be your friend. Live with it. I had a friend of mine, me and her talk today, and she said, I want to schedule something. I went through 3 calendars to schedule it. For some people, that may be a lot. I get it.
No.
But guess what? I have to check business calendars. I have to check a company calendar. I have to check my personal calendars, because I will do you a disservice if I don't steward my time well, because you may be thrown to the back burner that can create offense, that can create brokenheartedness, that can cause somebody to feel like I'm not as important. And if my assignment is people, you're more important. So it do me to check the things to be successful. That's balance and visibility.
Come on. That's good right there. That's good. I love that. I love what you said right there. I love that comment right there. Mm-hmm. Where you said balance is very important.
Yeah. It is, but it's not cookie cutter for everybody. If you got kids and you got a husband or a wife and you're working a job and you're trying to build a business, one, everybody needs to be putting in their 100% so that you can max out over the 100% mark. Because if we're doing that, one, if everybody's doing their part at 100%, it's easier on you. If you're someone who's single and by yourself, you can make yourself so busy that you're actually not stewarding your time well. So each one requires a different type of balance. And balance simply is how you're going to steward your time. It's not cookie cutter. What's balanced for you is not going to be balanced for me. It's not going to be balanced for your pastor and wife. It is how you're going to steward your time such that you can do the things that are required to you and meet the commitments that you sign yourself up for. Because if you can't meet your commitments, that's an integrity issue. And if you are putting so much on your plate that you can't meet it, then you need to reassess self-value. Because in my eyesight, you may think you need to do all of this to either be seen more or feel more important or feel more active. There's a few different things that can happen there to cause you to overload your calendar, to not want to sit with loneliness or not handle other responsibilities. The life of a kingdom boss is not a balanced one. It's a stewarded one.
I love that.
Yeah, steward your time accordingly, and you will see success.
Ooh, you just said so much right there.
I know.
And one thing that I did that I'm proud of myself for, I had gotten out of, I used to do this all the time. Saturday mornings, I would get up and I would go to the gym. I would go to the gym for about 3 to 4 hours, get my good workout in. And that's how I would start my Saturday. Well, life started happening. Different funerals started being on Saturday mornings or Saturdays. Different meetings started being on Saturdays. I had different functions I had to be at on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And before long, I found myself falling into a trap of where I wasn't second in. Well, guess what I did? These last couple of weeks, I'm like, you know what? Let me get back into my routine again. Let me get back in the second in. Let me get back into taking care of my health. Because those 3 or 4 hours meant something. Because in those 3 to 4 hours, I got my headphones on and I'm focused. I'm getting what I need. I'm getting that workout in. And that's how sometimes you need to clock out from the rest of the world in order to let God pour into you.
Absolutely. But you have to see that as, a lot of times we don't see that as important. We think that we can sacrifice things for ourselves for the good of somebody else's initiative. Okay. So because me and this person have been partnered together, they need me at 7 a.m. Well, at 7 a.m., I'm normally at the gym. So I'm going to discard what I need because that's the only moment I give myself. And I'm going to give it to this person as a sense of duty or fulfillment of relationship. And that's out of alignment. If what you need for yourself is so important, it should be on your calendar and blocked off as busy. You can have me, but not at 7 a.m. There's a strong boundary for that, because if I give you my 7 a.m., I'll give you something else that is more important to me. Time is the only thing that we don't get back, except that the Father restore it, add more of it to you, or pause it on your behalf. Other than that, time is the one real estate, the one investment that does not come back again. Every moment that passes, one becomes the future, one becomes the past. But I don't get that minute back. And that 1 minute for me to breathe, that 1 minute for me to sleep, that 1 minute for me to eat, that 1 minute for me to sit with my tears, that 1 minute for me to get the pressure off my chest, that 1 minute for me to use my joints so that I don't have arthritis at 40 because I have to be at all of these events because I've committed myself. You cannot have that. Now, can I modify that schedule? Can I say 3 to 4 hours is a lot of my morning? I need to make sure I sleep 7 to 8 hours. And I know in general, by 9 a.m., somebody wants me to be somewhere. So I'm going to give myself 2.5 hours and I'm going to recoup that other 2 hours in this space. But you got to lock it down. And if you want a solid 3 to 4 hours, you got to lock that down. And according to your calendar, you're busy and unavailable for work. I'm busy and unavailable for that. And I know somebody's gone on. And the thing about the person in the casket, they're already with Jesus to be absent from the bodies, to be present from the Lord.
Present with the Lord.
So I love you and I love the family, but somebody else I have to eulogize them this morning. Hit me up for the afternoon service. Hit me up for the repast. Hit me up for the evening service. But during this 3 to 4 hour window, I can't give that to you because I'm giving Peter what do Peter. I'm giving Paul what do Paul. I'm giving God what do God. This is what's do me. And it's important. So it doesn't matter what it is. If a person asks you what you got to do, it doesn't actually matter. Now, I'm going to tell you something about me. Okay. And Corticia will tell you this. When I say no,
you mean
it's not no and or no but. It's no, and there's no explanation because it doesn't matter what goes in that spot. It's my time that's not recurring, and I'm going to put it where it needs to be. And if I sacrifice it for you, it had better be a worthy cause. It had better been a major commitment that I already assessed in my future scheduling. And if everything with you is last minute, the answer becomes no, because you must come up in your mind and your members and mature as a leader to get some organization and structure that doesn't allow you to lean on me that way, because my life is not set up that way. It's not. I'll do you the courtesy, and after that, you are officially out of alignment. So we have to do better as kingdom leaders, kingdom bosses. As you say, we have to do better with setting the precedent and living the example. We can't tell people to do things that we don't do. that too is an integrity issue. It might be well-intentioned, but it's an integrity issue, and you can't sacrifice everything for you, for Peter and Paul, because that means that they officially are more important than you. And last I checked, you have weight in the earth.
Come on.
Okay, woo. I'll get off my soapbox.
Woo! Not gonna do it. She not is... Gonna go in the you all, we ain't even hit half of these questions tonight because she has been pouring in to me on so many levels tonight. If she has poured into you, I want y'all to put in the comments, thank you, Jess. Thank you, wow. Jess. Thank you for pouring in. Thank you for pouring out. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being a vessel. And I pray right now that everything gets you poured out right now, that God gives it to you tenfold. He brings it back to you. He gives you double. I pray that he continues to bless your name to where it gets put in rooms that you ain't even walked in yet. I pray that he continues to open doors for you that you ain't never even imagined being open. I pray that he keeps mentioning your names where your feet ain't even walked yet.
I receive it. I fully receive it. I fully receive it.
This is not the last time y'all going to be seeing Mrs. S. Campbell. She is, I think she's already booked again to come on the show. I think you have you not?
I got my link, but I have to go in there and book it. But I am going to be back.
Yes, she's definitely coming back, y'all. And this time she will be booked and ready. And yes. We are
I'm gonna have my makeup done too, y'all, so that y'all can see I really do this.
Look,
I'm gonna have my makeup done so y'all can see I really do it.
We are excited and we thank God for the vessel that you are. And I'm going to close it out with allowing you to have the Kingdom Boss moment where you give them some closing words and then I will close them out tonight.
Okay. So the only thing I would like to say to you, Kingdom Boss, is I want to step back to a statement that I made because it's real and it's true. Your life is not balanced, it's stewarded. Okay. And so if you do not steward your life, and it doesn't matter where you're starting from, it doesn't matter if you're coming from a broken home and not knowing all the things, it doesn't matter if you've been shielded, sheltered, it doesn't matter if somebody has had control of your narrative and you're just now getting it for yourself. The most important thing that you can do to start walking in purpose is to steward your life. Stewarding your life does not look like a cookie cutter process. It looks like being accountable and responsible to the things that you are due to do. From work to business to education to family to ministry. And I know that sounds like a lot, but guess what? There are people who have done it and they are millionaires for it. This will not only take courage, this will take discipline. And stewardship is a discipline measure. And so many of us lack the discipline required to show up every day and get the things done that need to be done to proceed purpose. Yes, the Father goes ahead of you. Yes, you're listening to the podcast. Yes, you're praying. Yes, you're reading the words. But what do your actions say? Because your actions are the stewardship. Put the two together. They align together. Your actions are the stewardship. And your stewardship must be in alignment in order for your faith to produce at maximum value. Your stewardship must be in alignment in order for favor to be unmeasurable and untapped over your life. Your stewardship must show humility and grace, because to whom much is given, much is required. and you have been given much. I know you have, because everybody's looking at you and saying you have the potential. Everybody's looking at you and saying you can do the business. Everybody's looking at you saying you can get the degree. Your kids are looking at you saying, we believe in you. Your spouse is looking at you saying, I got you. And God is looking at you saying, show up. Show up for yourself. And the way you show up for yourself is to steward your life accordingly. Stewardship equals divine prosperity. If you be willing to be 1% better every day and put out 365% a year, and you will see it pressed down, shaken together, and running over, men shall give into your bosom. You will see it return to you where eyes haven't seen and ears have not heard. You will see it manifest in your life in all the ways that you could not even think or ask, because you took the time to show up for yourself in a way that nobody taught you how to do, but you trusted God enough to learn how to do. Do it for life and be the best version of you in every way. Amen.
In closing, y'all, because just dropped so much power on us tonight. In closing, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments. Meaning, sometimes if we look at it as bad, God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. And I can't wait to see y'all on Friday night. We have a great show planned for you all. So stay tuned. And I will see you all shortly. And we are out. Peace. Hello. We pray that you enjoyed this episode coming from James H. Glover Studios. And if you want to see more like it, follow us, like, and subscribe to all of our social media stations so that you can never miss another episode like this. See y'all soon.